stop meddling. Look at me, my God, man. What is wrong with her?
Yes, it's right, you should know.
She is dying.
I have not dared to speak of it. A chronic catalepsy has drained her of her youth. I have watched her waste away. But Coke do nothing. A period of health is followed by sudden coma, death-like sleep, which can last a full day or more. No movement, no color, no flame in the cheeks.
What then of these dreaming visions?
The recovery, this is even worse. She rises and moves about the house, but her mind still sleeps. You see her now, a mindless ghost. Beautiful dead eyes, staring sleep unrecognizing. She speaks in dreams, sees only dreams. She haunts the house in hideous sleepwalking, and may not be restrained, but like some automaton, she tirelessly thrusts and tears herself against her fetters, heedless of injury. And so she walks, and then she wakes, remembering nothing, so weak that she can barely build up strength before she is struck down again. Month after month, each attack worse than the last. Death will not wait long. The final days are flickering past. Dear God, helpless, helpless.
But what is the word from her doctors? They hold out no hope, nor offer any treatment.
They do not understand her case and cannot treat her case. They do not understand.
Does not understand. Dealing with a face.
Who is her doctor, a specialist, I trust?
Yes, indeed. One of the former's grand.
And he will help her, oh yes,
must
surely
not
must.
No more of this now. No more talk of cures, please. Or of doctors. I bless your concern, but know that she will walk no more tonight. When she wakes soon, she will need my care. I must be there, so dear friend, good night.